We're back for part two. I know y'all have been waiting for this epic episode. Part two, girls just want to have fun. Let's get it.
Well, she questioned, like, why don't you guys have a lot of friends around? What's going on? You know, I came here to look for some dick, and there's really no dick here. It was ridiculous.
Oh.
I mean, you can hang out with me later, and we'll go walk the hallways.
I mean, do you want that?
I don't want, no.
I mean, I'll look for chicks. You look for dicks.
You want some advice on how to get dicks?
We'll ride the elevator to interview people.
No. What I want is opportunity. And when I say opportunity, I want opportunity that's legit. I don't want your fucking homeless friends that are fucking on the side of the highway with their coffee cups looking for change. I want legitimate.
Okay.
Possibility.
You don't want to go by the storage lockers and see if we can find some people?
No.
By the way, ladies, this is real talk, what she just said. Saying right now.
So, I don't want to do the dating online thing. And here I am with friends. With friends who are, you know, professional.
Oh, yeah.
To a certain extent. And out there in the world, mixing and mingling, who have friends of very different, you know, backgrounds and levels of income and social economic statuses. It's not about that. Why can you not provide an opportunity that's legitimate?
Why
can you not?
I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because I don't want to.
No, that's not really my game.
No, that's mine. So what you're telling me is I'm supposed to find my own opportunity and an opportunity for you. I don't
want to. It's not about finding your own opportunity.
I don't want
to. It's about who do you know.
That's double work.
Who do you know?
Okay.
Who do you know?
Well, now that you bring it to the forefront, maybe I'll keep my eyes open for you.
Who do you know?
I don't know.
That's
a
viable candidate.
I don't know no good dudes that I like.
Exactly. They're all fucking reckless.
I don't.
They're all fucking reckless, impossible, you know, fucking situations for me.
You know, they're really, I don't approve a lot of them.
A lot of people that I know, they're not all fucked up. They're all pretty normal people, but it's just, I don't play matchmaker.
You don't have to play matchmaker.
But, you know, I just don't want to hear anything about anything that goes to fucking... I feel like it's a liability. It's too much liability for me.
So I got it.
I have a lot on my plate.
You know what?
I have a lot on my plate.
That was a really honest answer. And I'm going to tell you what's up with that. You know what? The bottom line is nobody wants to be that fucking middleman to the bullshit.
I don't.
The drama that may possibly in fucking suit.
Because now it's on my plate now. Here we go. There's problems. I'm hearing about the problems.
But why does the drama ensue? Why does it ensue?
Because that's what happens in relationships.
There's a compatible enough fucking connection, a physical enough connection that you're attracted enough to say, yeah, I'd stick my dick in that. And she's attracted enough to say, yeah, I'd take that dick.
What
transgresses from there where you know, like, okay, you all know who your friends are and how they are. Okay. Even your associates, you know what and who they are.
Oh, yes. You can tell. You know what
they are. You know the perverts. You know the ones that don't, that are scared. You know.
Like, oh, well, she's super on the intellectual and book shit, and he's like, beer and UFC fights.
A fucking dud.
Right.
Except
you know
for you, I mean, I like beer and UFC fights. I love beer and UFC fights.
We're going to review these fights like, at some point.
We're going to get to the fights in a minute.
We're going to let her
finish her little fucking Diary of D right
after
now is what I'm talking about.
After we find her some cock,
yes, she'll be
then
fine.
We can talk about the fights.
Yeah, she will calm down.
Did you just say that fucking super...
I mean, I feel like she's begging to get from the cock.
Heterosexual bullshit ass fucking comment to me.
But you're serious.
Like, we find her from the cock, we can move on.
It was fun to say, though.
You're a jackass. And that's what I mean. And that's why you are dateless. Because... Oh, I'm sorry. I should say not dateless, but repeat dateless. Because you're fucking a maniac. Nobody wants to deal with that a second time around.
The last girl that came over here, she said, oh, now you're going to throw me out, huh? And then she said bye and left.
Monster cock.
I didn't throw her out.
If you had a monster cock, I would... It wouldn't even be running from the cock. It would be running from the mind, the brain.
I'm glad I don't. I'm glad I don't. I'd be in jail.
Oh, my God.
My cock would be breaking headlights out and shit. fucking busting bricks off the wall.
It would. It would.
I know. I would. I would go crazy with it.
It's out of control.
Remember that video game?
That's your problem.
Remember that old video game called Rampage where you stomp the buildings? You remember that? That's my cock. That's your
problem.
It's to be stomping buildings and shit, breaking shit.
It's not your cock. It's the driving force behind it. It's not your cock at all. But oh my gosh.
Well, I guess. Anyway,
look, I'm not going to have that, so let's. What? What's the point?
What's the point here? I mean, really, what do you need us to do?
I don't need you to do anything. I need you to be fucking upstanding citizens of this fucking country and have fucking legitimate friends and legitimate relationships.
Can we go on and check that one out the book? I can check that out the book right now, right? I'm going to check
whereby
that. I know what she's
saying. Whereby your associates, by contact and way of having a relationship, a social relationship with you, I may come into contact with fucking normal human breathing.
She wants
penises.
Us to bring cock around.
You know the Tyler Perry movies.
You bring me right back to the same point that we've been making the whole time for you.
Bring dicks around. I want you to bring men around who have dicks.
She's talking about like
Bob saying that was the exact same thing that I just said.
You know the Tyler.
They're going to be men because they're going to have dicks.
It's not about their inanimate object. It's not about their uncut or cut.
So you're looking for a classy guy, kind of like us, but you know, like build it
old
better,
balls or young
ready,
balls.
Ready to go for it, ready to be family, ready to give you the whole nine yards.
I'm not looking for my fucking husband either. I'm looking for a non-fucking spazoid.
Cock.
Are we spazoids? Are we the spazoids in this?
No.
Okay, good.
No, she's saying. I know. So look, she imagines a Tyler Perry movie where they have a dinner party.
Oh my god! It's dinner party and there's like violins and shit.
And then there's a guy. No, there's a guy. You know, his wife maybe died recently or some shit.
So I'm going to digress for a second. And then, please expound upon this.
Okay, actually, let's go to break.
No, we'll be right back.
Really, I think.
Bullshit if that's all you got. Some fertilizer. Fertilizer. What of the dollar you murder for? Is that the one fighting for your soul? Or your brother's the one that you're running from? But if you got money, fuck it, cause I want some.
B.I.G. Oh God. Whoa. Okay, ain't nobody fucking with my click. Click, 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 click. Ain't nobody fresher than my motherfucking click, 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 click. As I look around, they don't do it like my click, 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 click. And all these bad bitches, man, they want the B.I.G. Oh God. I tell a bad bitch, do whatever I say. My block behind me like I'm coming out the driveway. It's grind day from Friday to next Friday. I've been up straight for 9 days, I need a spy day. Yep. But she try and give me that Wu-Tang. I might let my crew bang. My crew deep in that Wu-Tang. I'm rolling with, fuck I'm saying. Girl, you know my crew name, you know 2 Chainz. I'm pulling up in that Bruce Wayne.
Oh shit, I forgot to do the thing. Now we're back.
Now we're back.
So what happened? So anyway, you need us to do more like a Tyler Perry movie and have more of a thing. Like where we bring random people, successful random people that are very successful around with giant cocks.
No.
The cock better be on point though. There better be no fucking slow hitter or whatever. Whatever the case is.
Are you going to come back and be like, what the fuck did you tell him to talk to me for?
Listen, I don't need the Tyler Perry movie, you jackass.
Tyler Perry first or another director.
It doesn't matter. about the whole credentials and the background of an individual. We're talking about the humanity of a fucking man. His ability to finesse his cock with his fucking mind. That's at the end of the day. And honestly, so this online dating thing, let's segue back to that. I met a man who had, who was missing a leg. And I think he really thought I was supposed to be, like, super affected by that, which maybe most cosmetic individuals would. Like, oh my god, you're missing a leg. That's super awkward. I don't know what to do with that. What do I do with your peg leg or your metal leg or whatever? Not to be offensive, there are people out there without limbs. There are people out there with extreme acne. There are people out there with extreme weight. So the guys who love the big girls and all that miscellaneous bullshit. There's someone out there for everyone. What I'm asking you for is a piece of humanity in your friends. A piece of fucking humanity. Don't bring me the fucking awkward ass, alien ass, fucking non-conforming, need to be medicated, probably should be behind bars, fucking friends of yours when we come in contact. That is what I am asking for. I'm not asking for dick. I'm asking for a human pulse that is not medicated, that is not, I don't know, you know, propped up by society's fucking standards. Give me a fucking human being. It's like, oh, I'm legit. You can have a peg leg if you want to. Be fucking the dirty pirate. Arr! I'm all about that. As long as that's really you, and as long as that's not fucking prevaricated with a bunch of bullshit of like, yes, I am the dirty pirate. That's my title. You know what I mean? Like, fucking, I want legit. I want legit. Be you. Let me decide for myself that you're not for me. But be you. I don't want the bullshit.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. Tyler Perry.
No, I will put. That is fucking amazing. That is amazing. You're right. You want to know what the fuck this is right away. You want to know who the fuck are you right now. I want to see.
Tell
come
me.
To the ghost.
Tell me.
Like, it's a package, think, and you want to know what's in that package right now. Tell me. This is it.
And you think that's really going to happen, truthfully?
I want it to happen.
And I'm going
to
tell you right now.
It's going to happen. No. No.
The only. No.
But Naked Bear 7.
I'm approaching
middle age,
and I have not found it. So, no, I'm not saying I
unless
think that's
you meet
what's
someone
happen.
Like me that's going to tell you, look, there will be nothing between us. And I say that first thing. And go about it that route. Hey, good luck.
Do you really?
If he ain't saying that, he's gonna be bumbling and lying.
Yeah.
Oh, why? You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Come on now.
You're beautiful on the inside.
You know what?
On the inside and on the outside.
So are women.
Exactly. Well, yeah, women do it too.
This is the huge.
Nobody's gonna show their demons right off the bat. Why the fuck would you do that? You would never get laid if you do that.
Show your demons. I'm asking you to just show the genuine you.
For how long? For how long?
For fucking period.
No, for how long does he have to...
Infinity!
So he needs to be this guy forever?
Show me who you are. You are that guy forever.
But he's going to change.
Everybody's always evolving.
Okay, and when that change comes, I'll deal with that. But you have to give me who you are at this moment.
But in that moment, he's not going to be the same person.
Honest with everything.
But he's not going to be that same person, though.
Yeah, but he ain't going to fucking Dr. Jekyll fucking Mr. Hyde your ass. He's not going to do it.
But
unless it's fake to begin with.
Unless he has the giantest cock ever.
Then he doesn't even have to pretend. He'll be like, it's just about my cock.
No, he's doing the whole thing that he's tricking you. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't get it. Guys are always going to try to
Hold on.
You.
All relationships are always tricky.
I'll say it.
Every relationship is tricky.
Oh, they sure are, because I'm trying to
trick. Relationships are tricky. This is what it is.
Exactly. Because
I mean,
let's
not be fucking ridiculous.
Exactly.
There is no such thing as that fairy tale movie you watch and it's all fucking amazing. That
I'm sorry. You know what? You guys are talking to the wrong person right now. And I'm a fucking ninja. I am a ninja assassin. I'm a fucking demi deity. Do you understand? I am a fucking warrior princess.
And what,
the spirit!
Hold on.
Shut up! I'm
what,
still
what,
talking
wait, no, are we
with the spirit of a fucking bear. And I will tell you. Okay? I will tell you. tell you,
tell me,
gentlemen, that legitimacy is very real. And if you fucking bring it, don't get me wrong. Bring your legitimacy. If I discard you, I discard you. You're like, oh, I showed you the real me and you said no. Well, yeah, fuck, because I did not want you, like you, or want to partake in that. But if you bring legitimacy and it's fucking real, and it doesn't matter that it's not all positives, because there's no person out there that's all positives. There's no perfect human being
out there. Stephen Hawking's, he's a real good guy. He's always thinking about stuff.
You know what? Listen.
Oh, so because he's in a thing?
I like to think that I'm a good guy.
Come on, man.
I mean, I have my demons.
Everybody has pluses and bonuses. Exactly.
I have my demons.
Put that shit out there. Put that shit out there. How many people?
She wants the perfect man.
No, no, no. You know, no. I don't want the perfect man. I don't want the perfect man. What I want is the contents of the fucking label to match what's inside. If I am buying great value ketchup, then let me know. It's great value ketchup.
You want to know what
you're buying. But if it's Heinz, God damn it, it's Hunt's. If it's Hunt's, God damn it, it's Hunt's.
Wait, so why are we responsible for making sure that this guy is fucking Heinz?
You're not.
Is he Heinz? We told you he's Heinz. Are we fucked now if he's
I know. Am I in trouble? Are you going to be mad at me
if
I thought I brought you Heinz?
Because look.
And this was Surfine ketchup?
Because I'll say, the way our crew's been acting,
no, you're
it's going to be great value.
No, you're not.
Oh, it's going to be great value at best. Because this crew has been very, I mean, if you want me to go outside the crew and bring you something else in.
You know what? I hold
that's
you,
what I was thinking.
I hold you partially responsible for the people
that's what I was thinking.
That you come in contact with. And the people that you choose to deal with on more than a,
what do you think?
A fly-by basis. I'm not asking for your fucking associates. Which, mind you, there might be a find in there, too. But I'm asking you for the people who you choose to keep in your company. Who the fuck do you choose to keep in your company?
That's some real talk right there. That's
a
real
bunch
talk.
Of fucking debaucherous ass, reckless ass,
who?
Fucking individuals.
What do you mean? Us?
Absolutely.
We don't keep
absolutely
those fucking people in the group.
Oh my god.
No, oh so you're saying we're
in
that.
In the group, you are that.
Saying we are
that. Am I reckless?
Well,
I won't per se point you out as an individual.
He's got his own gimmick. He mostly watches the debauchery. I'm still involved if you
I'm involved, but I mean
you're the, like,
I mean we're talking about debauchery now.
I mean,
you're covering your ears like the little monkeys and shit.
I'm
like
more on the group. I'm the group's conscience.
Oh,
I try to tell these people to stop.
Yeah,
I give advice.
He claims attempted debauchery has happened against him before. Assaults, sexually assaulted and shit, stuff like that. I don't know if it's true. I'm just saying.
I'm saying, why
me?
Does humanity, this is the real question. Why does humanity strive against what they're actually looking for? You strive against it. This is the reality. You say, the bad guy is looking for the good girl. The good girl is looking for the good guy, but she only associates with the bad guys.
Right.
Well, welcome to life. That's just how we do. It is what it is. That's life. Until you grow up and then you're done with it.
Decision making for a long time.
Yeah, there's going to be bad things and good things with people. Anybody you're with, even the best person you could think, the Heinz ketchup is going to suck at one point. It is what it is.
Yeah, we're just some ordinary people, baby. We drink and we fight and we talk shit all night. And we're the ordinary drunks. We laugh and we rant, we don't ever say can't. We're the ordinary drunks. We cuss and we piss and we might say suck on this. We're the ordinary drunks.